but he says I've already done it.
Okay, everybody, let's try to get started here again. Coffee is ready. Those didn't get enough for lunch. There's some donuts over here getting stale, and so we can kind of get settled down here to where we can.
We need to present the workshops. What's the next thing on the agenda? And this is something that I'm gonna need a lot of help from anybody that can give me help on, as far as having an ideal. If you want to be like a chairperson of one of these workshops, or if you have just a little something that you know about one of these topics that you could help share with, you know, just help me by sharing it with everybody. If you have any answers, feel free to ask. If you have any questions, oh man, any questions, feel free to ask me. If I don't know the answer, then Bo or somebody else most likely can come up with it. Now this is something. Does anybody know of anybody else coming in town that hadn't arrived yet? Okay. They're going over to the Ash House now to be there for answering phones and direct people. Is that all? Anybody know anybody else? Okay. Okay. I guess everybody knows the different workshops because of the application that was given to them earlier. Now that I think about it, we probably should have waited until after we run over these before we filled those out, because people might have changed their mind between this morning and after they hear all the information about these. I'm just going to play this by ear. Okay, first thing I can see right here, what we need to do is to try to get somebody that... I think I only have about three or four, and there's going to be like at least seven of these workshops. So we're going to need about, you know, three or four more people that would like, if they would like to, you know, take notes. It'd be real helpful because this makes it a lot easier for us to get a good record of minutes to send out to people that participate in the conference and the people that have literature committees. Yes, Joseph? Go ahead, Joseph. Hi, Joseph. Yeah, that's a possibility, because there's things like I noticed on some people's applications that they kind of put the newsletters and the local committees. I guess why they did that maybe is because they can relate. They'll relate with each other because that's how local committees can communicate a lot between each other, is through newsletters, you know. So maybe, you know, there is a possibility of combining some of these because of the, you know, we don't really have enough people to probably break up into groups to have a halfway decent amount of people to work on each one of them. Okay. I guess the first workshop would be the paper mechanics, or just gathering literature, whatever you want to call it. This is one that, to me, I see that the way I understand it, it's just a matter of having available the address to send this. You know, people know where the World Service Literature office is, you know. That's why this application is over here, so people can fill it out, you know. And once they send that in, they should have the address copied down, and they will be kept in contact with the literature committee once they send that in. locally, somebody's have to take responsibility, I guess, in order to get all this literature, you know, just some volunteer out of the group and get it all together, you know, where they don't have to be sending, you know, Joe Blow sending his in, and it'd just be a lot easier if we sent it all in at one time, I think. It would help the people that are receiving it, too. They'd have, you know, fewer things to be opening. Okay, does anybody else have any ideas on this? Suggestions? Discussion? Help? Gathering literature at the local level, in groups, you know, and getting it to the World Service Literature Committee. That's okay. Yeah, it could be. Good. This is what I'm looking for.
What would that break down to be, more or less an area? Committee chairman? Committee chairman? Rather than a group?
Well, it would depend on the people in that area. It might work easier that way, you know. Say they have one committee in that area, and they have, like, an Atlanta area, you know, you've got several different meeting places compared to Wichita. You know, we only have a couple. That'd be a big advantage, like in an area of the size of Atlanta with all the different meeting places. They'd have one committee, and all the groups could get their stuff to that committee. Yeah. I think Dean has had it first. Hi, Dean. Send into the World Service Literature Committee? Okay. I was trying to think. Okay, you minute takers getting that down? Bo?
Talking about setting the stage for our book. because without this, this is what's been lacking over the years. We've had stages in our growth where we had 127 drug addict members and 17 but we had no paper machine. We had 1,000 people, we still had no paper machine. Now we're somewhere 7,000 to 10,000. And what we have to implement is just exactly what is the form, okay, what is the procedure, what happens next. Let's say we get in a literature contribution as lab. Well, we're going to try to at least have some damn postcard sitting there that says, thank you for the story. And then no matter how busy we are, we can just get to the mailbox with that, their address on it. So let's give some positive feedback, that kind of paper. And there'll be people in this room that know what we're talking about. Those are the people that should be in that workshop. The people are not really concerned with the paper mechanics, don't bother. Call another workshop that needs you. This is crucial as part of the staging. Like if we were going to have a Shakespearean play, you know, we would have to have like a stage, props, and script, you know. But we don't have a stage or props or script yet, and that's what paper machine is.
Okay.
Especially when you're handling literature. That's how you handle literature.
So the way I see it,
on one hand it's kind of dry, but then on the other side it's very spirited because it's crucial. If I wrote my story, I mailed it in 3 years ago, and a year later I went out there and they couldn't produce it. And it's probably there somewhere. I don't know where. I've been out there 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
That's paper.
Yeah, this is something that the main line. This is something the main line could have then, saying that your story will now be received properly, you know, at the World's.
But said to receive material properly, you got to work with the paper mechanics.
Okay.
The main line could report that the mechanics have been set up.
That's good.
But we've got to set up the mechanics before we can report that.
Definitely. Yeah. All right.
My name's Barbara. This is just a suggestion, but it seems like we kind of need to break it down into general areas like stories and sayings and different topics, and then have committees in charge of each of those. They send a story to the mainline reads it, sends it to the proper committee to go through all the channels.
Yeah, well, I think when they send a story in, it'll be sent to the World Service Literature Committee, not to the main line. But when we were talking about the main line, we're wanting them just to inform people in the newsletter that we are getting some.
Now, material sent to the main line sends to.
Well, but what? So one thing I'm thinking about is the main line is an excellent news letter. At the same time, they've got problems with finances and volunteers and stuff, and I wonder how much of a problem it would be to...
If I could answer that,
yeah.
I see the main line as a tool of this committee. So what the main line does is primarily what this committee tells it to do. We wouldn't receive the literature so much, and if we did, we'd send it on. The World Literature Committee would receive the literature and then would send to us 2 different articles about the same thing and say, please print these side by side and ask for response. It's what we did that with a thing on resentments.
Mm-hmm.
Printed 2 different, and then there was a thing saying, what do you think of this one or that one? So what the main line would be is a tool for this committee to use in its collection and working up new literature. So anything sent to the main line would be sent on to this committee, and what would be put in the main line is what this committee would ask it to put in.
And right now, we just send everything, we do that bin sack that goes in.
But that should be refined to, you know.
Anyway, that's paper mechanics.
Yeah.
It was an awkward title for workshop. Does anybody have something more eloquent?
paper flow?
It's part of it.
Well, does everybody understand what we're talking about, right?
Is that the part when they send it to the water committee and they send it to the local area?
Well, that's another aspect of patient mechanics. If we receive the story in from somewhere in Michigan, we have a committee member in Michigan, so we would take our copy, acknowledge the material to the contributing members, and forward copy to the World Service Conference Literature Committee member who lives closest to that contributing member.
That's a recorder. The recorder will answer it. Is there any more questions on this paper mechanics?
I like communication.
So, what are we asking each workshop to come up with?
We want to set some kind of a. We want to stage a certain outline that we can have to work from, so we can get the information that the local level needs to inform the individual on what he needs to do, and as that what they can do as a group themselves. If I understand it right, you know. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to, Sunday we'll be taking reports from the different workshops and having a question and answer time at that time. Okay. Yeah, any more questions on the... okay, I guess we can go right on to the next one here then, which is basic tics. And this can include a lot, you know. You know, like Bo was saying earlier, we need to get chapter titles. All kinds of things. I'm trying to read what was put together by the. This is a suggestion outline for the convention here, and I'm not too much on books, period. So if anybody has something that they could say about what it takes to put a book together, then I would really appreciate it. Hi, Hank.
Because they have some sort of foreword or introduction, or brief history of what it's about, what NA is about, brief history of how it's progress. I want to see, I have trouble, I'll say, well, this should be a chapter in the book. And then I say, well, no, that should be a pamphlet separate from the book. There are some things that, in my opinion, should be in the book, like the disease concept. How we work our steps.
Yeah, so instead of just different stories of individuals, we need to have different areas in the book that would go over, like, how individuals work the 12 steps and something about the traditions. And, Barbara? Yeah.
Then you've got the street junkie, you know, that deals with the street drug life. You've got the person that sort of is a garbage head. You've got acid freaks. You're gonna have something that's comprehensive, you know, covering the whole spectrum. But generally, it seems like there's a progressive recovery, and it takes certain aspects are common throughout the program. That's what gives us a possibility of recovery, seeing ourselves in other people. So, like the AA Big Book, it deals with, you know, how it works extensively. And that should be a main section. But it also has the emphasis on individual stories. And that's how it gets the whole spectrum.
I'm wondering, having a section of, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of different paragraphs and poems that people put together, you know, and what the name of that chapter would be, I wouldn't know, but I think it would be a need for that, those kind of things, just to, because, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Blank Bo had his hand up. Hi, Bo.
See, I think our place now is to each say a silent, maybe a silent prayer to use as instruments. Because if we do that, we're open-ended and we approach this thing, it's kind of just straightforward and natural. When I do that, I'm just constantly stumbling. Obvious pieces that would have been invisible to the other one. And I pray that this group, God's Holy Spirit, that closest to that I do. Because there are no precedents in our book. Our book can be nothing but stories. Our book can be nothing but the things we have. And separate books. Our book can be stories and then be whatever you want it to be. See, the people that have involved so far are your servants. They're responsible for your needs. And we really need them. Sure, we got our own ideas. Sure, we get our homework in practice in the 4 pages of creation. That stuff we know. How about all the stuff that we know we don't know? Which we have to see. We have to go to see. We know. How we got this program. research and qualification. But so that came. A lot of this stuff is going to kind of appear lucid at first, but if you'll let the bells off in part, wind up in that workshop, and then you might be the one that comes up with an idea, or God used to use an instrument and have hot flesh to say it. Something new is going, So we know what we know, but what we don't know is what's stopping us. We've come a pretty good way. What we're trying to do is break it up into the DNA structure of our to the max.
Jim? I like that when Bo said that. It makes sense to me, because we could have, like you guys suggested, a book of just personal stories, and a book of these one-liner and poems, and a book of how it worked for which would be in some stories, but a personal story and just a deal on how it worked would be a little bit different, in some cases. That's a good possibility, like that. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Yeah. Yeah, right. It's a good point, yeah.
Really happened to a guy murdered somebody and a couple other guys and told a story and then he got taped and then he got really worried about it. He woke up a couple of years later and said, wait a minute, because there was enough on that tape that if it fell in the wrong hands, he would be pushing that in. So we watch out for stuff like this. This is heavy business.
Yeah.
It's sort of like people like, but it's also very serious.
Barbara?
Along with that, not only protect yourself, but to protect other people. Our personal stories don't need to be quick steps either, because our recovery shouldn't require another piece like can write your story and go talk about other people. In a fifth step kind of thing. You might feel better after writing it, but you know, they have trouble. So,
Or write an accent, On the 3rd of July, 1972.
Mike?
What I've been trying to say is that this book should give an addict that's still out on the street hope.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Sharing the principles. What made our recovery possible?
I was wondering, trying to somehow get a balance between street talk, sort of program talk.
Yeah, because a person on the street still using could understand something put together in the street language, like you were saying. Yeah. So it would make it a lot easier for them. What are you meaning? Is maybe some of the program stuff would be put into street talk? Is that what you mean? Or have them... What you're trying to say is it'd be nice to have something that everybody could understand. Is that what you mean?
We joked about this, having a chapter that was strong and stuff.
Joseph? Paperback size, if you're saying. This is where the more than one book might come in. You could have several pocket-sized books on each different topic.
Why the stories that have one with the theme?
Bud?
I've got one quick thing. Talking about content or street talk leads to the discussion of profanity. In the main line, the editor says we're not going to use profanity, that we would use a dash or line or whatever. And and so that's what's to be. Just profanity in an article. I don't agree with that, as a matter of fact, but that's I'm saying he keeps things lively.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Yeah. Just have a dash. I don't know what.
People could use their imagination, fill in whatever they want to it, didn't it?
Sure.
We'd rather keep those people cooled down to support DNA and get the, you know, have meetings in their institutions and have some more brothers and sisters covered from our disease than to, you know, get into some kind of midship thing.
Well, it's human beings' rights.
Yeah, that's
not what is the issue here. What's the issue here is carrying our message. It's a giant club step.
Yeah, it can be edited properly and still come across, I think, and if the story's worth writing at all, yeah, you could edit it for it.
I was just thinking, you know, it seems like I was going to say, you know, well, you know, how should the talk be? Well, you know, how do I talk to a newcomer? Kind where it needs to be, tough where it needs to be, very nature, the very attraction to the program is the understanding we have for each other and everything. And they might tune into that and say, hey, you know, maybe this is it, and they may go check it out. And it may give people, you know, already in the program who, you know, forget that they're not alone, you know,
You have this in the book to where they could have a better understanding of what to come across to a newcomer? Or they? I'm trying to understand what you mean exactly.
I was just saying... know, not beating around the bush or anything, but you know, an understanding sort of thing. You know, like you know, people, you know, they may have gone to doctors and the doctors tell them, well, your problem is lack of control in your schizoid and psychotic and you're an egomaniac.
Okay.
They go to religious and they say, well, you know, you're demon possessed and this has happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, I see what you mean now. Yeah.
You know, some level, well, I don't even think I have to worry about that. I think this is going to come with the nature of this book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Barbara's next.
I was just going to say that I think these are all really good ideas that. Supposed to be an introduction to the workshops.
Exactly.
We're going through every workshop. Okay.
Well, maybe we need to just sit through them and then break them. That's valid, but at the same time, I was just for my own benefit, as far as other people that have doubts of what we're going to do in these, I think it might help. So, is there any more questions on the book text?
Yes.
Okay, Dean.
I want to go to a workshops also, workshops. The workshops also, except if I'm going into therapy, if I'm going into a workshop, I'm going in there not knowing one thing about what I need to do. But if I'm sitting here right now, I'm picking up a lot just from the whole discussions we're having. To take into the workshop and deal with it, and then to vocalize it.
We plan to have these discussions in the use of the workshops. How are you going to work on the grant today? It'll raise the consciousness and kind of center the spirit.
I have a feeling the way this conference is going for me right now, personally, is that it just seems that. While I'm getting up the idea of going into a workshop and really dealing with getting it on outline and making that, it seems like I need, on each one of these topics, this general discussion we're having first. Because it's like pulling in a loving God's expressing himself in a good conscience. And then we can go deal with it specifically. So, getting back to basic text. I have a strong opposition to any type of profanity in the basic text. And this is not a humbling statement for me, because I'm the type of person who, when once told about the Trinity Prayer, told some lady with thousands of years on the program that the short version was fuck it. In the middle of a meeting where most of them were quality sobriety. And well, it took a long time to enjoy recovering from that phase of my program. And this took a real long time for me. Fortunately, the time came where she discovered how it was really easy for young people to work with young people and other people, those for their generation to work with our generation, and then decided that it's all the same fellowship and see what happens. So that took care of a lot of that load. Meanwhile, back at this ranch, I used to use profanity simply because when I got here, that was the only way I could express what was boiling up inside of me. That's the only word I had for it. And that was a pretty limited vocabulary. That one word just covered it, because that was about all I had left at that time. I was just covered with one word, and that was it. And that's the only way I could relate it. However, when I'm standing upright in a community, and I say, fuck, well, if you go from head to foot, that's a lot lower in the anatomy than some of my heartfelt words, or some of my, in other words, there's a lot higher scaled words I could be using besides profanity if you just took the physical anatomy and looked at the level of upright words I could be using. So for me, when a person's using profanity, somehow, no matter how platonic the relationship is, it lowers the spiritual value of that context to the gutter, as far as I'm concerned. That's just my opinion. I feel that
you might not mark the future that you put into print, and it would be passed by every pornographic critic in the world, that they put on any library in the world, that they put in any rehab house in the world, that any little city off your toolies would say, yes, well, this is great. And we can do that in single syllables without cussing. We can do that in simple language without cussing.
Yeah, I take it a little further than that. I say we should use words that and phrases in the book that can't be easily misinterpreted. Like when we were having the convention in Atlanta at the Literature Hospitality Suite, you know, we were section, we used the literature movement or the literature effort. Although it's a movement, you know, some people, you know, connotate that with something rebellious and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just had to stick with effort, even though, you know, we just had to compromise. Mm-hmm. That's just an example.
Well, as far as street talk, there's a lot of things that can be used in, as far as street language that doesn't include profanity, and still that they can understand it out there. You know, there is just, they have their own vocabulary that they use, you know, and most of us know that.
I'm Linda. All I, you know, through this whole conversation, I'm hearing the same thing. Tell it like it is, tell it honestly, and keep it clean. And, you know, it's going to be okay, and they're going to understand if you're honest with that. And you don't have to be perfect on that. I mean, I just don't see all the discussion in this. You know, I hear everybody saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Yeah. I'll agree with that part of it. Okay. Any more questions on it? No. All right. Okay. Story. And you know, just they'll feel better about it. And I think the story will be better because of it, too. So this is the thing we've got to keep in mind when people start working on this workshop. Because it is, it's one of the most important things to go into. But I mean, it's all important, but, you know, these tapes are people's stories. And even getting those into circulation on a approved level, you know, be real important. That's part of the personal stories. That's just about all I got on stories. Anybody else?
Nice story.
Thank you.
I was thinking, you know, if this self will run right, stories will be cool as long as I keep my fingers out of it and just write down exactly what that person said. And if I'm not sure, ask them what they said.
We're suggesting on stories, though, that if we have some question about it and how to get it together kind of more to make sense, that the story will be sent to a local literature committee and they will get personal contact with the person that submitted the story, so that that person will still have control of the story.
Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? Comment? All right. Of a story? Bo might be able to answer that. Okay.
Several roles.
Yeah. Okay. I want to try to keep it together myself enough to where we can get through this stuff. I'm tired. Okay, I'm telling it like it is for me. If we got three more here to go through, we can go through these three, and take a break, and get in these workshops and do an outline and get suggestions down of what we need to work on. Because what I'm getting at, we need to keep some order at this, keep comments, eliminate comments unless you have the floor, and we'll take people by raise of hands. And please help me. Barbara, I think you had your hand up.
I was just going to say that I don't think it's our place to add or delete. That when a person sends in, you know, God's going to have each person write something that's going to cover something, a little different aspect of it. And I think from all the stories put together, it's going to be enough without, you know, serious.
That's where Bo was talking about the special talent of a person in our committee will hopefully appear, you know, and this person will be able to either work with the person that's writing the story or be able to see how it can be dealt with, you know, and still not lose from the story. You know, this is, it's all, you know, can be worked out. Dean.
Once upon a time, I was sitting at a table with pencil in hand, or pen, and a piece of paper, and I had the most fantastic, in my humble opinion, literature ever written, recorded on this piece of paper. And I'm telling you that this was like one little small instrument. Words, like thousands of concepts, and I just had like iceberg upon iceberg in one sentence that was just like total everything that could possibly be written. And I was sitting in Norwalk Metropolitan State Hospital, and later when I found this piece of paper that had the most fantastic literature ever written on it, I couldn't understand the page. And I was the one that had written it, and it meant so much to me at the moment I wrote it.
Hey, hand up there.
Just a quick question from my name's Bob, I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Bob.
The personal stories that we've received have just been beautiful. And what's been corrected is, what has been changed is, in the last one we got from conference to convention and from a name spelled J-E-R-R-Y, the correct spelling was G-E-R-I. And you know, the changes that needed to be made were on that level. And they've been printed, and they've just come off beautiful. But they're, hopefully the special person will come in that will be able to help make a couple changes here and there. But from my own experience, it's just come in beautiful. Just, some are real short, some are go on for a while.
Yeah, so what he's trying to say is maybe we're complicating this too much. I mean,
yeah. It's crucial for us to do it and have the right to complicate it.
No, it's a whole page, but it's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Hank, you had something?
Well, I'm just, Bo was talking about some sensitive human being, drug addict sitting down with that person, and who are very close. In this particular example, this guy wrote his story for literature, and he read it to me. It wasn't too hot. He said, well, I tend to over-dramatize, and so I'm just going to leave out the gory details. Isn't that great? And so, I said, right. And so, this guy like Bo was talking about sat down with him, and they went over it. And, a lot more came out. It was just like he needed some encouragement to say, yeah, it's okay, I was that way too or something, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he read that story again, man, and we applied it. It was good.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing you say is that we need to, that's how important it is to have your local literature committees. Because then they can work with these individuals on a one-to-one basis or a group together and get this stuff where it's going to come out better than what it would originally if a person did it by himself, possibly. Any other questions or comments on the stories? Hi, Bill. Yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah, it's all a matter of getting edited and working with the person, though, doing it. Because then that way it'll keep it at a personal basis and a personal feel good about their story still. This is what we're concerned about. But yeah, that's, I understand what you mean. It's. Okay, any more questions, comments? Okay, let's go to news. Yeah, I'm going to do that here in a few minutes. I'm glad they're here, but I want to get going with this. Okay, newsletters. I'm trying real hard to control myself, if you want to know the truth. It's just that damn simple, Dean. I'm having a hard time. Help me, please. Newsletters, I don't know too much about, but I'm sure Bud does. Would you help us there, Bud?
I think every group should have a newsletter. I think what we can talk about is what can a newsletter do to help pull a group together? What can a newsletter do to help pass on information? And there's Georgia has a newsletter, Pennsylvania has a newsletter, Minnesota has a newsletter, San Francisco, North California has a newsletter. We could talk about if there's any more that haven't been mentioned, and we could talk about how to get one going. And we could talk about communication between the newsletters. Maybe I could run down some of my experience with the mainline. What mistakes that have been made and some of the worthwhile things that have happened. And how the newsletter can help the literature committee do the job. And a real quick summary, I think the newsletter is a tool of the committee to publish what the committee needs published. I see the newsletter as a tool of the group or of the committee or of the fellowship. You know, I see it as a tool. Barbara?
Well, I was going to say, this newsletter, Lincoln has a regional newsletter, but are you speaking about just for concerning literature or anything in general?
Well, I think it'd be broken into two parts. I'd have a regional newsletter, and then also a newsletter for the committee, and a newsletter for the committee, which would publish what the committee wants published. So you would have two different aspects to it.
Right, yeah. Giving information between each committee and like let each committee know what the other one's doing, what we're planning, what we've got to know. And perhaps some kind of tie-in with the WSC too. Make a newsletter and issue that in addition to your postcard that you receive. Thank you for your story.
Thank you. Newsletters done. All right. Finances. Yeah. One thing that we did here locally was to get a fund. We set up a literature fund, and Bo talked about that earlier, and he explained how his worked and theirs worked in that area, and for those who didn't hear it, they start out with say $30, you know, that they raised. Okay, they sent in and got an order from the World Service Office, and buying stuff in quantity, you get it a little cheaper, and then they sold it at the single rate, you know, and doing it this way, they made a little bit of money and increased, and every time they sent a new order, they had more money each time, so they could order more material, and it just grew. It's grown each time. And this is something that every local literature committee can do in order to stockpile literature, in order to send it out to their area where people will not have to wait for long periods of time because it happens. You know, when you send off to the World Service Office at times, they're so bogged down from one reason or the other, you can't get literature within a reasonable time. And I think if we all work at our local level, we can get our own stockpiled where we won't have that problem anymore. But finances, there's a lot of other ways of raising money, and let's hear them. Barbara?
What we're going to do is on our feet a little bit, we have a central service office for our region, and we do exactly what you're saying. We're going to stockpile literature, and how we do that is we have each group in our region is supposedly send in a portion, whatever they can afford, a certain percent, it's up to the group entirely, send it into the central service, turn, buys bulk rates, and gets it back, and he sells it to the group. Now, one thing that's really touchy about this financing business is traditions. We've thought about stuff like car washes and junk, but it's really, you've got to be really scrupulous when you go to do stuff like that, because, I don't know, it's you can violate those traditions very easily without even realizing it.
Can anybody help us on the traditions? You know, there is a fine line that you need to work on. Does anybody have any comments on that?
I've got a... In San Francisco, what we've done as far as fundraisers, dances, we do a Christmas dance every year. And we, you know, but it's for members of Narcotics Anonymous and their friends, which keeps it, you know, it keeps it down to a dull roar, you know, from everybody in NA and then some of their friends. So the money's coming from primarily NA people. It's not coming from outside resources. We don't advertise it too far away from NA. We'll take it to some AA meetings with friends in AA. Or some people in OA. OA people look for dances. But it keeps it on, you know, a fellowship level. And that's the deal. Car washes have been tried, but it gets... Whose cars are you washing? You know, you're washing... You want to wash every car you can get your hands on. So then you're out on the highway pulling them in, and that's a...
Well, it talks about in the traditions of declining outside contributions. Well, you know, what's that supposed to...
Okay. It seems to me what I think that they've found in Northern California is an outside contribution is from somebody who doesn't know anything, who has very little to do with NA. But people in NA and their friends keeps it within... We're having a... There's the gay meeting in San Francisco is 3 years old this year. So we're having a Halloween costume party and disco dance. And we're charging everybody $4. And we're only advertising within NA and then some of the AA meetings in the same way. We're not advertising outside the fellowship. And, you know, the profits are going to the Regional Service Committee. But that keeps it within the fellowship.
Yeah. I think the seven traditions, what we're thinking about here, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting and declining outside contributions. And that's exactly what he was saying. We can do it within our own program. There is a lot of ways to raise money as far as your dances and bake sales, but another thing that I heard, and this is something that, you know, I would like to get some comments on, is taking money from say an interested person, a person that wants to help NA, and the way I understand it, we can take a contribution from somebody as long as they have participated in an NA meeting at one time. And this, and I understand that it's all right to take funds from somebody that's not, which you might call a drug addict. And this is what I'm wondering if this is right. You know, anybody got anything on that? Thanks.
Somebody that has a sincere desire to stop using can take money from one thing that was discussed with us is we've got, like, you know, quite a few meetings around town, and just having a little jar or box at each meeting.
Yeah, that's what we did. We have a can, that little coffee can, and we raised $100 within a couple of months, but people was really trying hard during that time. You know, and it's really not that difficult, but we got a group conscious at a business meeting to get permission to do this, because Literature Committee is separate from NA, the Carina Clubhouse over there, so we wanted to make sure that we did it, you know, and everybody was comfortable with it, you know.
Are business meetings and conferences and such subject to the rules that regulate actual NA meetings?
The traditions are for NA as a whole, no matter what, no matter if it's a convention or conference or committee, as long as it's an NA function or business if the 12 traditions would apply to any of those. That's my understanding. Jim?
Question more than comment. AA has more or less a $300 ceiling on personal contributions. Do we have any guidelines on that?
I'm not sure. There might be. But does anybody know for sure? Guidelines on a set amount of what you can donate a year. I know when I on tax time I put down an average. I tell them an average of say $4 a week. It's two weeks out of the year, you know. And, they never said anything to me about an amount, you know. As far as, you know, they said, well, you can only claim so much for this. You know, they never have said anything to me about it. So I don't know if there is
that's a thing. As individuals pushing on their groups, this is a tax write-off.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give it to our
group. That's a good point, yeah. I mean, I've been doing it for a couple of years now, you know. And I don't, my anonymity is just, you know, I don't really give a screw if anybody knows, because my employer knows, and everybody that's, you know, knows, has anything to do with me knows that I'm a drug addict, you know. So in my case, it's a tax write-off to me.
As far as
Mike?
As far as AA's concerned, I think the
reason there wasn't $300 was the personal speaking. Yeah, I think that's, Well, there's a lot that can be said about that as far as it's individual, you know. It really is. I mean, some people could give $1,000 and not feel that they would have any more say-so than the next person. You know? And the people receiving the money would probably have to keep that in mind if they knew that individual. Any other comments or questions? Financing? They'll throw it out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Bo?
Hello, Bo. One of the main reasons we put finance committee on this workshop was we reached the level with our referral mailings and monthly newsletters and responding to new company contributors, committee applications. The paperwork is building up, the post is building up, and we need funds to the world. Our role, and it's going to take support from the various leadership committees that are active, financial support too. And I don't care particularly how it comes down, but if I'm doing it now, then I've got to make it y'all's attention. And I'm satisfied that y'all receive the need and help us, you know, especially with our immediate later on, this is going to heavy up with people because we'll be responding to more and more. We've got an embryonic effort and movement. You know, if I can see the individual work and movement, the movement is from the areas that have it, the areas that don't. The leaders, the members that have it, and the members that might enjoy their lives and not. So that movement, the ones that have it. Thank you. you know, we would have the same effect. Everybody knows what's going on. Nobody's left off, cut off from any valuable information. And I just hope it goes that way. That it's going to go that way. I just need a tiny bit of help with money. So that's why Finance Workshop is very important. There have been some proposals like if when the stockpile grows to a certain point, like ours has grown past $500, and then we have more than $500 for sale at a rate of 50 cents for white cannabis, 10 cents for 19, and so forth. That money could be channeled into general literature committee work within tradition and certain type of kind of a new idea, kind of new to me, but you know, that seems more apparent. It takes a while, it's taken us 2 years to get the $500 mark, starting at 50. Another thing is to sell in advance, and I guess this would have to be handled very delicately. Remember to copies of the first edition. We try not to project. There are a lot of things we have to turn over. But one truth is that a lot of needs can be fulfilled when our fellowship has more money. And I would estimate that the first annual sales will be on the order of at least, say, 10,000 copies. And if that's $10 a copy or so, we won't have to worry about money as a fellowship. In traditions, etc.
Yeah.
But to get the groundwork done, we could probably go to a book dump like McMillan and tell them who we were and all that, and seem clear to our service structure. And they would just run us 50 grand to build a book. But today, there are no outsiders involved in this literature effort, and I hope it stays that way. And I'll turn out of membership, and I don't think anybody should say that they would have to work that way. This entire book we're talking about. And I said, let's keep it. Because it's going to be our book, it's just like our meetings, we've got to be self-supporting. And so the beauty of this workshop is to try itself.
Thank you. Any more questions, comments? Yeah.
Yes, I'm Bill. I'm Manny.
Hi, Bill. Bill,
you can have Ralph.
Okay, thank you. All righty.
Things discussed as they come to the end. It's really going to affect our effort. mean, we can be off in caucus and we're imagining all this and then just making it up. But we have to fight for this is reality. That's why we're here, to get responsible feedback from the inner members. The group is in for the purpose of discussing this, which we prefer about this. The finances is just one of the considerations. It's not all the considerations. But it's going to be more important than that.
I was curious, I guess, yes, I think the finances of the book itself and how the costs and that, how centralized committee, all of our committees are that we talk about is having our own things. I don't understand how we find this.
Well, we have worked all that out.
That's what we'll do in the workshop, most likely. Right now we're taking. What's your name again? Bill. Did you get a program by any chance? Yeah, it doesn't have much. Okay, and also the application for literature conference workshops. Do you have one of those? Yeah, should be. Okay, what we see, we've already gone over the down to financing. And if you get one of the secretaries, and you can read over their notes, if whichever one that you can read. I appreciate their note taking, but I mean, what I mean is a lot of when the secretary's taking notes, I mean, they can read them and then they'll retype them. But then that way you'll have some general ideals of what we've gone over, so you'll know what to go into the workshop with, you know, ideals and stuff we've been talking about. That's all right. No, I'm glad you're here. I really am. I mean, that's. Okay, any more on finances? Okay, Hank.
Borrowing money from the outside enterprise, such as the government, I don't know if you're serious about that.
Now, you know, we could do it that way, we're not doing it that way. People can tell
you. Okay, I do have a wild idea that would be within the tradition. I've heard a story of a guy that hit his rotten bottom who was a millionaire at $3 million. And, you know, if we could get him to back this, that would be well within the tradition.
Yeah, I read some stuff that the AA put out about their big book, and they struggled. And we're going to have a lot easier time than they did. But the way they made it was through contributions from certain people and also backing of a publishing company. We won't have the problems of that once we get a book, I don't think. It's just getting all that information together. Then getting it published, I don't think it would be that much of a problem myself. I really don't. Because we got enough people if we have to take orders in advance saying, all right, I'll give you $10 if I can get a big book in 6 months. I'm sure there'd be several thousand people that would do that, and that would get us started. You know. Well, yeah, but that was a generality. Okay, now if we can go on to the local committees, and this was something that I threw in because of the problems that we had, you know, starting our own here in Wichita. I see that if we can get some of these things worked out to where where groups off in some state that had never heard about a literature conference or committee can write to the World Service Literature Committee and say, hey, how do I go about this? Well, they can pick up this packet and mail it to them, and then that's all information they'll need to know about how to start a literature committee and what to tell the local person about getting their story together and all this. And that's what I feel that that we can do with the literature, the local committee's information packet or whatever you want to call it. I think it's important because it'll help. I've had people come up to me, you know, and say, well, how do you start a literature committee? What do they do? You know. So I see a need for it. You know. Any questions? Comments? Well, that was easy. Oh. Pardon me? Yes. Well, this is going to be a workshop that I feel needs to put together a packet, information packet for local groups that want to start a literature committee. When? Yes, all this stuff we're going to do in workshops, starting after a break, we're going to have maybe an hour set an outline for what we're going to work on tomorrow. Anybody? Okay. That was easy. I wonder if that's telling me something. Okay, before we close, I'd like for anybody that hadn't signed this pad, that if you've registered and you haven't signed this, please do. Okay? Put it right here. Because that gets you the, you're on this. Because you pre-registered. Anybody that registered before today, I've got you down here. If you mailed in registration or give it to me in person, a long sometime, I've got you down. But anybody that's registered today, need to get on that yellow pad there. Okay, and we'll kind of have a little finish up our roll call. For those that are late, that want to go ahead and give your name and where you're from and what you feel that you can give to this conference and what you can take from it. Barbara, I guess you can go ahead. Well, you don't have to. Just do it, you know. Make a difference. Hi, Barb. It's fine. Jim.
Hi, Jim.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up, because it didn't get written down, typed up on here, but feel free to participate in all of these, but we'd like to have one or two that you have a real special interest in checked off on your application, and your name and your address also on this application. But feel free, once we get into the workshops tomorrow, today I kind of think we stick with one, you know, to try to get an outline made. And then tomorrow we can go and work in one if we get tired of that one and don't feel we can offer any more, then you can change over to another one. So, yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Next. Hi, Greg.